Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's talk about expert witnesses a little bit. How important is an expert witness when it comes to a case like this, especially when Koberger doesn't really have any witnesses per se to go along with his "I like to drive" timeline and the credibility of them, bringing in someone who is going to stand now the test of time and have their words actually add up? Getting a good person in there, probably an important thing, correct?
Yeah, it's the most challenging thing they have as the prosecutor's side is to get expert witnesses that are very good speakers that can stand cross from her, because she's going to be really good at it. And remember, we're going for seeds of doubt. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that can claim to be experts, but experts in a courtroom is a completely different thing, I think. And I think that's what the prosecution should be really going for here as experts, especially when it comes to this DNA and cell phone data. Those are going to be, I think, the two biggest things.
Does it not hurt one's credibility on a side of a case, whether you're the defense or the prosecution, if you bring in expert witnesses that are not necessarily that expert? Right now, we're seeing some arguments being made about Gabriela Vargas, who was brought in. She's the purple-haired, self-taught genetic genealogist who began working on cases in 2018, runs her own carpentry business while caring for her pet cockatoo. I'm not making this up. This is literally right. The bio. There's been some incidents now, the FBI actually visiting her. We don't know exactly why. I'm going to guess it may have something to do with her testimony and the accuracy of it. I want to throw that to you. Why would the FBI be visiting a woman who testified in the Koberger hearing just the other day? And what, if so, what kind of credibility issues could that play if, in fact, what she was talking about wasn't exactly a fact?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's when you're going for an expert witness, you're really going for someone that can demonstrate they have the reps, as I call them, the repetitions in their given field. And that can come in from the most unlikely places. I know it's a fiction, but you know, I just go back to the movie My Cousin Vinny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Miss Marissa Tomei, in that, she was called as an expert witness because she had a lifetime of reps of working on cars. And she was, even though she's a beautician, she was a car expert. And so she was able to demonstrate that in front of the court through a in-depth knowledge and background in a given field. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's Hollywood, obviously. And what they're looking for is what's both the credibility in a way of certifications, and education and things like that, but then also what kind of repetitions they have, you know, because mastery level, as they say, takes 10 years, 10,000 reps, 10,000 hours, whatever it is, to hit that mastery level. And that's what they're looking for. So I think that's what they might have been going in there to do, is trying to assess that mastery level.
And you get somebody in there that is making these sort of claims. I don't know exactly what they're having issue with her claims, but I think her history or lack thereof in terms of working in this area would be under question. But should judges be more picky when it comes to who's allowed to go onto the stand as an expert witness for either side than they already are? Because it seems that sometimes we're getting a lot of people up there where it's just bottom of the barrel when it comes to finding people who will testify as an expert witness. And you get what you get. And maybe some of these bottom of the barrel ones that may not have the reps in should be told to sit down and we're sorry, you're not truly an expert.
You know, I wish I was a better expert myself on expert witnesses. It's not my bailiwick, but as I understand it, it's both sides, the prosecution and defense, have to agree that the person's testimony is that of an expert witness, mm-hmm. as well as the judge. And so then it's going to come down to both sides agreeing that it's this person has the reps, has the background, has the credibility to be that. And then at the same time, you're looking for what their impact, which is their presentation skills in front of the jury, because that's what really matters most.
Let's talk about presentation skills, if you will, or presentation, because that's something that Koberger's defense is calling into question here, specifically how Koberger is presenting on camera. Ann Taylor not very happy about cameras in the courtroom, filing a motion that claims that the press has failed to obey the court's directive to not exclusively photograph and record her defendant. As per court documents, the defense claims images and recordings taken of Koberger interfere with the right to a fair trial. What's your take on that? Does seeing images of him in court, does that really interfere with a fair trial? He's just being himself. No one is trying to make him put on a facade. He is what he is.
I think she's making a right movement in that, because anytime you're photographing him, it ain't helping. You know, he does not have the type of personality that is open, accommodating, agreeable. You know, when you're looking at the five factor model for personalities on the surface level, because, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You got to read the first chapter first. But his cover is not a good one when it comes to looking like the type of person that wouldn't commit this kind of crime. So I think she's doing exactly the right thing for her client, is not photographing him, because he, again, to me, he looks like the high school student that studied for the grade exam, failed it, and can't believe it.
What could he do, if anything, to improve that look, if you will, or the way that he's coming across to people? Is there anything, or is it really just kind of, that's the type of guy he is?
He can't. And to attempt to do anything else would come across as even worse, because it would become very incongruent between his verbal and his nonverbals, because this is his nature. It's his state of being. We all have this natural sitting look that we have, and he's got one, and we all do. As I tell people in my life all the time that have the same kind of questions, like if they're going into a meeting with someone and they've been told and they're aware that they have naturally sitting angry face.
Yeah.
The only thing you're able to do in those moments is, it's called negating the frame. So everyone has a frame of reference when they're seeing you and observing you. And if you know you can't do anything about it, because in order to be sincere and organic and very believable with the things and emotions you're feeling, you have to exude those things. And if you're incapable of exuding those things, you can negate the frame. In other words, you can say, listen, my client, you know, so the defense could sit there and say, listen, my client normally looks like this because this is the way he contemplates the world around. It's the way he takes in, processes information, because he's a very thoughtful, contemplative individual. And to others, it might look like this. Mm-hmm. But just be aware that when you see him looking like this, is what's going on in his mind. So she could do something like that to negate the frame.
Speaking of that, what do you think is going on in Koberger's mind right now? Now that there's not the rush to trial here in a month, he's got time to sit and think even longer in that cell. What do you think's going on there?
Pure conjecture again. Yep. I think he's thinking about all the things he could have done better during his science experiment. If he's the perpetrator of it, as we say, because he's not convicted. But I think he, and even whether he's convicted of it and did it or not, he's literally going through everything. He's a pseudoscientist trying to put together a plan of action for his experiment. Now his experiment is defending his life.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.